Audio Gravity, 18th of October, 2009. Good morning. Hope you're doing well. So on my radar this morning, which sort of dropped in from nowhere from Torrent Freak, TV Boss set to drop a file sharing bomb on Digital Britain. The commissioning editor for education at the UK Channel 4 will publish an essay tomorrow that is guaranteed to cause controversy, noting that people will never go back to paying for music. Alice Taylor vehemently opposes plans to disconnect internet users on a simple accusation, labelling the entities calling for it as dying behemoths. This is a really interesting topic of Digital Britain that is floating around at the moment about people paying for music and being kicked off the internet for various reasons, and it is coming to a massive head now, especially now that lots of journalists and bloggers are sort of getting behind really forcing open the Digital Britain report and trying to make some sort of sense of it in terms of the fact that it seems very outdated, and people who are trying to give information to it might not necessarily be up onto what are the benefits of having, for instance, faster speeds. The essay, Taylor will publish the essay tomorrow, commissioned by Perspectives, a government-funded website created to engage with Scotland's creative industry. If the taster published today is anything to go by, it should prove explosive. The Digital Britain report, along with proposals for disconnecting internet users for copyright infringements, is quite the hot topic at the moment, but Taylor isn't having any of it and is scathing of those pushing for such action. Go check that out, give that a good old read, and put your voice out there if you have any sort of opinions or suggestion topics about it. Next link is over on artistdata.com/US. This is a site really for musicians, so that they only have to enter their data once. So most problems with doing bookings and sort of tour events is that they have to go to a lot of places to do it. What's nice about Artist Data is it's pulled all that stuff together into one little application called the app platform, the Artist Data app platform, funnily enough. And so you've got instant tour books on there, you've got ability to automate your website, social network profiles, concert databases, Twitter, official news feeds, iCal, local press, fans, newsletters, and tour books. So you can literally put yourself on there, put yourself out there to say that you're willing to do a show, and then people can come on there and select you and add you to their sort of event, their venue. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do. If you're in a band or you've created a band and you're looking for a way to manage that band, I suggest you go and check this site out, artistdata.com/US or us. Next link is pylab.org. This is an interesting one because it's a pop-up experimental pie shop, which in itself is a little bit of a sort of mouthful. And it's just recently managed to raise some money via a Kickstarter project, and it's moving to a permanent downtown eatery in Greensboro, Alabama, I presume that is. Let me just read you a little bit of this. It's an initiative of Project M, focused on community development and engagement in Hale County, AL. Pylab is a welcoming community space on Greensboro's Main Street that provides delicious pie and coffee, as well as retail and hospitality job training for local youth through the Youth Build program. More than simply a pie shop, Pylab operates as a community design centre focusing on community development projects and small business incubation in Greensboro and the surrounding five counties. I just think this is a brilliant, brilliant landmark project. And I just love the little slogans that they've got. Pie plus conversation equals ideas. Ideas plus design equals positive change. Instead of just having this social media echo chamber of people just getting off on, you know, the latest technology and the latest aggregation, they're actually taking all of that stuff, but actually listening to the conversations based around just having a pie. I just love the whole concept. It's fantastic. Go and check that out. Pylab.org. Next link today. Actly, act.ly, tweet change. Fire up your followers with simple, powerful activism tools designed to take full advantage of Twitter. So you've got three different things that they do here at the moment: petitions, retweets, and events. It's really, really slick how they've gone about this, actually. And there's a whole bunch of people who are using this for their own personal projects. I would like to do something like this for future events at Conquer2. Conquer2.com, which is our Conquer's tweet up in the heart of the National Forest. I think some of these tools will be really, really powerful for that. Next link today, this is over on techabob.com. There's an Etsy seller called Frosty who started to do loads of really smart hoodies. Now, a lot of people don't like hoodies, and that's fair enough. You'd sort of come with the connotations of being a thug or, you know, a mugger, or you just, you know, you're a certain kind of, in a certain kind of pigeonhole if you wear a hoodie. I love these hoodies. She's taken certain certain characters that you can distinguish straight away and applied very simple detail to hoodies to make them something a little bit different. So the first one is an R2-D2 hoodie, which has got all the elements of R2-D2 on the front of it and actually on the top of the hat. And when you pull it together, it actually looks like, you know, the shell of R2-D2. Just for a geek, it's sort of like geek nirvana. And then underneath that, there's a Robin hoodie, which is just got the old school Robin outfit, which was very, very simple. Red top with the yellow bits down it with an R for Robin. But what she's done, what I really like about this is it's very, very simplistic, but it adds, you know, you have to use creativity to see the whole picture. If you've never seen Star Wars and you've never seen Robin Hood, you probably wouldn't get it. But the fact that she's done very, very simple design, but it carries well the message. I think she's going to do a lot of trade, especially over Christmas. And finally, last link, I had to put this in here because it's just incredibly beautiful, slick design. Brooklynfair.com. Brooklyn Fair is I presume a sustainable, very slickly designed, excellent use of colours, very amazing use of typography as well. And you've got different sections on here: the market, the kitchen, the cafe, catering, rewards. So if we just click on the kitchen, you get these little pictures of people who work in the area or in that section. And then you've got this really simple footer at the bottom with the address and the opening times. And each one of these market sections, you've got sushi, produce, cheese. When you click on each one of these separate ones, you get a character from that section. And on some of them, if you go to, say, I think it's produce. Yeah, if you go to produce and then hover over the guy on the right or the person on the right, you get this really nice jQuery effect where the character changes their facial reaction and turns off to the left or right. They scroll down a bit and a little speech bubble pops up, and there's a little button where you can click to email that person directly. That is just incredibly slick, very social, and very sort of local, hyper-local connectivity. I love to be able to take some of the concepts of this site and reproduce it elsewhere. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.